spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 29-year-old guy in Switzerland recently decided to hang a Jack Daniels flag outside of his house.
I didn't even know they made those.
I think I might have seen like a Bud Light flag before, like promotional, like swag stuff. But like he probably got it at like a local like bar or pub or something, I assume. But yeah, you're right. You don't see those all the time.
No.
Just flying as high as you can see. Yeah, but he hung it outside his house. Apparently, he just loves it that much. But he got a threatening letter from his neighbor because they saw the black flag with white lettering, and the neighbor confused it with an ISIS flag. Here's my thing. Well, I don't know if you actually want to Google ISIS flag, but you've probably seen it. But
yeah,
they're black and white. Yeah, I'll give you that. But they are not similar at all. One clearly says Jack Daniels, and then one says something else. You're like, huh?
What does it say?
What does it say? I don't know. ISIS? I don't know. I know that's just what it represents.
Maybe it says Tennessee whiskey.
Do you think it is?
Do you think
the whole time we actually like have a lot in common with them? We all just like to drink some Jack Daniels and we never knew it.
Who knew?
What if the world could be fixed with a little bit of Jack Daniels? Wouldn't that be nice? I don't think that's the case, though.
The flag says Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
Okay, that does not. What does the U.S. version translate into?
Muhammad is the messenger of God.
Now let's talk about the Jack Daniels. Like, let's get drunk.
Yeah.
What's the Jack Daniels flags?
Different.
They told him he better take it down or they'd be watching him. Well, he called the cops, but they said there's nothing really they can do about those kind of threats. And the guy says he's going to keep flying that flag high because taking it down, quote, would prove them right.
Oh, my gosh.
I love neighborly disputes, so I'm sure we'll have an update on that ISIS Jack Daniels flag soon. 67-year-old Jose was hanging out with his 12-year-old grandson. This happened on Tuesday, and they got some donuts for breakfast. That sounds great. And Jose, he wanted one, but when he asked his grandson to get one for him, the kid said, no, I'm not going to get you a donut. No.
They're all for him.
Little punk. But when he asked his grandson to do that, he said no, and apparently he was just being a little brat. So Jose lost it. He went insane. He grabbed a knife and ended up stabbing the kid in the arm.
How old is this kid? Like
12?
A child?
12.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I think if you're 12, you're an adult kind of, like you're getting there. Like I think the kid kind of had it coming. I
mean, what?
You got to respect your elder. This guy's almost 70.
I mean, yeah, that kid was being the worst, but still.
He asked you for a donut. Alex, I'm telling you right now, when it's Grandpa Joe, if Grandpa Joe asks for a donut, kind enough to go get you a dozen from Long's or wherever, you can't give me one damn donut? I'm not going to, like, kill you, but I'm going to do something.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be mad, but stabbing a 12-year-old, it's a little much.
Let me change the story real quick. 67-year-old Jose was hanging out with his 12-year-old grandson on Tuesday. He bought some chicken nuggets and asked his grandson to give him one. Yeah, exactly. You'd be stabbing right there. He ended up running to the neighbor's house because he got stabbed, called the cops, and luckily he'll be okay. Jose told the police, look, I'm sorry for what I did, but that grandson, you know, was being disrespectful, and I snapped. He's facing charges for first-degree domestic assault and armed criminal action. Like I said, one day we'll hear a story about Alex, like as a parent, she's like, my daughter took my chicken nugget, and I'm not cool with that.
Oh, boy.
And your final Dummy of the Day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. It's a 31-year-old woman named Candace and her 31-year-old boyfriend. They saw Hurricane Irma as an opportunity last month. I hate these kind of people. After most people evacuated, they stayed, and they broke into rich houses in Florida and stole everything they could.
Terrible.
Bikes, jewelry, workout equipment, and more. There's just one thing, though, that Candace forgot to take. When, like, they left the scene of the crime?
Cameras?
Her purse.
Oh.
This dummy brought her purse and left it. So when the guy who lives in the house got back, obviously it was destroyed, and he found all the stuff was missing, and it didn't randomly just blow away all the expensive stuff and keep the cheap stuff behind. So they contacted police and said, hey, here's this lady's purse with her ID. Turn it over to the cops.
Why'd she even bring it? Like, why do you need your purse during a robbery? Like, are you going to, like, reapply your lipstick
Alex,
while you're there?
You need your purse during robberies, right?
I mean, yeah, I would, but
everybody
else.
Yeah, come on now. Well, anyways, this is where it gets really crazy. They're arrested now. They're in jail, and they are going to be charged with burglary of an unoccupied dwelling during a state of emergency, which is a second-degree felony and could get them up to 15 years in jail.
Wow.
I say do it. You got to make examples out of people.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad enough you're losing your home.
I cannot stand looters during national disasters.
Yeah, I'm all about Hooters during national disasters. You know what I mean? That makes everybody happy. Those right there are your dummies of the day. Thank you for the laugh, by the way. I needed something. Sometimes I get them, sometimes I don't. So live the web, girl, today. You are my hero.